Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nico. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mary Foster. I had a watch sent out to me and it was defective, and then they sent me another watch and said there would not be a charge for it, that I had some kind of a insurance on the anyway, that they would send out another watch. Well, then today, I had my bank declined a charge because I didn't authorize a charge, and there's a charge that they that your company tried to send out, tried to charge my bank account $69.97. So I need to, I told the bank that I didn't authorize that charge because I didn't, and the lady had, when I had the other the second watch sent out, she said that there wouldn't be a charge. So can you tell anything from your end is my question, I guess.
May I have your zip code, please?
It's, I'm sorry, 74128.
And you say your first and last is Mary Foster?
Yes, 12435 East 13th Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74128.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that you completed a survey or made an order with us on the 19th back in May for the Focus watch, and you called in on the 27th of that month, and I do see they did notate that it was tore up and they reshipped it out another one and everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
I just.
And I see today they were trying to charge out of your account $69.97 and $64.97.
64.97.
One of those charges, let me see. Hold on one second. Let me speak to my supervisor.
Yeah, because if there's a problem, then I'll send both watches back, and because I don't want, I on the receipt that came with the second watch, it says, just as I understood, that it would just be actually it says $5.97, but I already paid $25, and they initially what they sent out was that watch that was broke and the earbuds, and I paid $25 and some change, and that was it as far as I was concerned, as far as monies.
Yes, ma'am. It won't be necessary to return the product back.
Okay.
You just only was still left charged with the shipping and handling price and everything, and you said that your bank declined these charges, so I can just
Now
confirm.
then, yeah, I didn't, I was under the understanding that it was the what was understood to me was that the $25 and change was the whole total price, and that was it, and because otherwise I wouldn't have even done it, did it.
Okay.
So that's why I say if I need to send everything back, I can pack it up and ship it back.
That's why I'm telling you there's no point in returning the product back, and due to our return policy anyway, we're not allowed to accept returns because of health violation of COVID and everything.
Okay.
But I said I'll cancel your account for you and provide you with
Okay.
the cancellation number, so you're just left with the trial charges of $5.97 and $19.94.
Okay, but the okay, so then but the 1994 and the 595, was it that I already paid? That's all that I would be, that's all, I've already paid those fees,
Those the only
is what I'm
charges that
saying.
you're dealing with. The $69.97 and $64.97 has been declined. So since I'm canceling your account, you won't have to worry about being charged or anything else.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I'm flustered, and I'm trying to figure and make sure that it's.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me a second and I'll give you the
Sure.
cancellation number. Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
58301. Can you repeat that back to me?
Sure. Season Charlie 58301.
Yes, ma'am. And that cancellation number just confirms that the account is canceled and there won't be any future billings or shipments or anything, and you won't be charged the full prices of these products.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just won't ever do this again.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye bye.